just up and dance. Dance. This is Connected Dots Radio Show. This is your host, Tom and his son. And listen, the world is changing faster than you know it. The so-called authorities are keeping you in the dark until the last moment. That's right. They know what's happening in this world, but they're not willing to tell you. You need to understand government is not your servant. They should be, but they are your enemy. Government has been controlled by the dark side. Yeah, that's right. Evil. Evil is the dark side, and the dark side is evil. And this is part of the dilemma that we have to deal with right now. Did you know that? Huh? Let me tell you, hey, this is a call-in radio show. The number here is 888-627-6008. 888-627-6008. Yeah. And if you have a phone, if you have a telephone, a cell phone, you can actually dial the number to this station while the show is going on live and get to talk on the internet, because this is an internet radio show. That's right. You can absolutely get to say your piece of something that you think is important. Plus, say other things that will be passed along, whether you know it or not. Yeah. So, that's it. Hey, this is a call-in radio show, 888-627-6008. Yeah, better than 007. Absolutely. Anyhow, we all need to start talking about the true reality that humanity is living in. Yeah, most people don't realize, hey, the U.S. government is a corporation right now. Yeah, it's not the government that was devised and set up as via the Constitution, et cetera, et cetera. But at 1861, and definitely at 1871, the U.S. corporation was founded, and they have been controlling us every day of our lives, from childhood to birth, right now. And nobody can prove otherwise, really. It's a sad fact, but the government, the fake, anti-real government of 1861 and later 1871 by the corporate takeover of America, these evil creatures have thrown us into enslavement more than we ever realized. I mean, we've been duped so well that they knew as soon as we became aware outside of our mother's womb that we would agree to everything they said. And that's exactly how soon played out. The dark side is there from the moment you're born, and they tell you, oh, you have to listen to us, and because you don't know any better, you stupidly end up listening to them. And, of course, this is the beginning of the end. And, unfortunately, there is no alternative plan right now. And that is exactly why people should vote for me, President of the United States in 2024. As a write-in candidate, I need everyone's vote. I'm looking for all the Democrats to vote for me. I'm looking for all the Republicans to vote for me, that they would wake up and understand that political parties are the evil that keeps a whole great country under wrap. That's it. They should definitely understand that. And meanwhile, we need to talk about these things. We need to talk about what's acceptable in regards to speaking your humanity in public. Are we allowed to say what we want, or do we have to curtail what we say to the point of being meaningless? Huh? How bad is it? Come on, we need to hear the whole truth. Cut the crap out. Well, I'm waiting. Yeah. Anyhow, there needs to be more paying attention to of what things are happening than there really are people paying attention to things of what is happening. It's truthful and it's honest to say that there isn't enough surcharges, currencies. Did you say I have a caller?
Well, yes.
Hello.
Hello.
Whom am I speaking with?
This would be Eva. My name is Eva. Hi.
Oh, Eva. Well, hello, Eva.
Yeah.
How are you doing? What's on your mind?
I'm feeling pretty blessed. I'm feeling okay. It's been a good Saturday. How about you?
Hey, listen, every day of life is a beautiful experience. And that's how I look at it. And I believe everyone else should look at it exactly the same way. When you wake up in the morning and you're alive and you feel alive and you experience that first breath and you know you're alive, you should be happy for just being alive. What do you think?
I don't think all that often, but I think I woke up, fell out of bed, grabbed a cold
whatever.
Out of my head. Right,
it doesn't matter.
It
so
good.
What's on your mind, Eva?
I'm about that government, about our government is really not our friend, right? You were saying that. And that they're pretty, they've been taking us down the little dark road for a long, long time. Yes, we were overthrown. Yeah, our government was overthrown over 100 years ago. Absolutely.
You're absolutely right and correct in saying that, because it was.
Yeah. And that these statutes, these codes, these regulations, these are all corporate bylaws, essentially. That's what they are. They are meant to guide the employees of the corporation. And who are the employees of the corporation? Well, that would be citizens, persons, individuals, residents, any of those words that you find in their bylaws. Yeah. It's a hard thing to wrap your head around.
I'll agree with that, exactly. All of those statutes, etc., are not really laws, and they're out there to suppress us and limit our reality.
Yes,
in
and there's
more ways than one.
Yes, in more ways. People are suppressed, and you know it. People are oppressed. They can't rise up. They can't wrap their head around it. Around the whole fact of it all, they can't embrace it, they can't live by it, because they've, all their life, they've been living in this institution of fraud. And
You're absolutely right. Unfortunately, this is the reality. I'm glad you called in to mention that, because this is the unfortunate reality where we all have to endure right now. That the majority of the populace of planet Earth, people are misinformed, they have been lied to, and they have been deceived, and their minds have been manipulated in so many wrong and evil ways that it's really a very negative situation that has been imposed upon us, and I'm sure you can understand what I'm saying. What do you think?
I think it is exceedingly negative, and it's exceedingly difficult to get untangled from. Just from the point of view of viewing it, just trying to even see what I'm saying as a reality. People are convinced the courts are real because these people are great fakers. You know, they're corrupt. These courts, there's not a single constitutional court in our country right now. Not one. Not a single one. They're all, they're administrators, essentially. I mean, that's it, just for a corporation. They're not real judges. They most certainly are not. Prosecutors.
You're mentioning a good point here, that the so-called judicial system is really a fake judicial system that we have been conned into accepting as this is reality, and the fact that. You understand what I'm saying, and the fact that people are not complaining about it's atrocious. It's horrible, because everybody should be crying the blues raising their voices to the fact that this is not right. This is not just what's happening to America, and the fact that we need to change this, and we need to have justifiable judges, and we need to have honest people, and we have everything, but is really fucking sickening.
Yeah, and true justice is the people should have remedy of some sort, any remedy, but there's never a remedy, ever. There is no such thing as remedy in a non-justice. sort of system. And no, we don't have. We know we don't have justice.
Yeah, I mean, you're hitting the nail on the head here, because that's the sad situation. You know, if we're supposed to have a democratic form of government, the people need to have the final decision on things, not elected representatives that are willing to stab us in the back and
sell us out for 10 cents
or whatever.
But Tom, they're not really representatives. They're employees of a corporation, and they have an oath.
Exactly. Yeah. And humanity is being conned into electing these corporate representatives.
They're being conned into thinking they're actually electing.
You know, because when the next election comes up in November, people need to understand, don't you dare vote for these corporate elites that have no intention of serving you ever. You know?
That's right.
They have already.
That's right.
Especially if they are already in office, they have already conned you into voting them into a position of authority. That is any benefit to you, you know?
There's something that a lot of people can't wrap their head around. Now, beyond the fact that you're actually, that no one's really voting, I mean, they're thinking they're voting, but they're not voting. People have already been selected.
That's such a great point, because we know with the electronic voting machines, they can delete and add on to anything amount they want. And who is watching that? Nobody.
Right. Well, it's because you and I cannot tell Walmart what to do with their corporation. If they want to cheat on their elections, whatever. If that's how they do it, fine.
Of course, that's the truth. That's the harsh reality. Same with voting, too.
Right. You and I cannot step in and tell them how to run their company, okay? See, that's what we're up against. See, people need to wrap their head around that it is not their government. It is not, I'm telling you, it is not.
I agree with you 100% on that, right? That's how bad we are being conned, you know?
And and our government happens to be, it is assembled. By the way, we have an assembly for our Republican form of our original republic is sitting there vacant. It's been sitting there vacant since 1861, and it's because they vacated Sin Dai, you know, on the 41st Congress. They adjourned, and we've been under martial rule ever since. And then this corporation came in, and they sat in the corporate seats, but not in our Congress. We have not actually had a government. We've had a corporation posing. They are not our government. No matter who
exactly.
You vote for, you are so right,
and that's what needs to be talked about now, and that's what needs to be brought up in the November elections. Like, you know. How dare you waste your precious vote and vote for some phony authority of a corporation when you have the opportunity to vote for real people that are running for president, willing to support the real constitution that you were deprived from over 100 years ago, you know? I don't know if you know personally, but that's why I'm running as an independent individual as President of the United States, because I'm willing to bring the people back to the real Constitution and forget about the phony corporate...
To dissolve it.
United States, and people should be interested in voting for, you know, the real America, not the fake corporate America. You know what I'm saying?
Right. And yes, I do. And unfortunately, you have to. They we we, because the people are still like walking around like zombies, no idea what the hell's going on.
Oh, they sure
they're
are.
Still looking, they're looking at it like it's the real government, and they're not even aware of that the republic is sitting there empty, or that the original government is, you know, our assembly. We're assembled. The people are assembled there. There's many people there, but there's no one. We need to seat our Congress. That's simple. And if somebody wants to run, you know, for president or for any position, any Congress position, they got to do it. I'm not even sure. There's a lot there that I'm not even sure how to go skipping through, as far as skipping through all the, whether you can. I'm stammering. The corporate
That's
government
okay.
was the corporate. Thank you. The corporate government was dissolved in 2020, at the beginning of 2020. Okay, it was dissolved. We got rid of it when Joe Biden took when he took office. He reincorporated. He opened up a new corporation called the White House Incorporated. So that's what it's called now. It's not the United States Corporation anymore. It's the White House Incorporated. So it's got a new name. We have had six different corporation names because we've been bankrupt six different times. This last time it was just simply dissolved, and they just simply stole the election and then reopened a new corporation.
I understand the trickery that's going on, but at the same time, we need to speak against this and we need to defeat it and
we do
put
it, through
it by
the
wayside. And
I think we do it through the
that
court.
Will only happen when we start participating and taking physical actions, you know?
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
not going to happen yeah, just because I say it's going to happen. And it has to happen
right.
with physical actions.
Right. And it has to happen through the people. The people have to know what is going on in order to take the steps to make. Because it's not one man. I mean, let's say you become president. One man can't go in there and change the. It's the people have to know what's going on so they can take the steps to. Because if we're still participating with the police, who are not the police, they're not even peace officers. They're not law officers. They're policy enforcers.
Yeah,
that's what
I
they
know.
Are.
They're willing to enforce statutes that are illegal
as long as
to begin with.
And as long as we, the people, are still participating in with this corporation and all their corporate methods, okay, and all their corporate tentacles that are stuck into the pie, you know, all their fingers that are in the pie.
They're so right. We
still can't participate. We're done.
This any longer.
Well, the people have to be the upper offices. I guess some of them have already made steps. They're just waiting for the people to take their steps. And it's through getting an oath of office, you know, getting fight the Freedom of Information Act for some of these elected bullshitters to officials to get their oath of office, you know, Freedom of FOIA, the Freedom of Information Act requests for their oath of office and for their bonds. And or their underwriter and or agent's name, so that they can start invoicing them. You know, so we can start charging them, making them pay. You know, suing them.
Exactly.
Yeah, there's a lot of things when
that's
I say invoicing them. Basically,
point.
That's what an indictment is.
Actions have to be taken to somehow influence the people who have gained authority.
Yeah.
And in many cases, really don't deserve that authority, but they've gained it. But we, the people, have to take actions to kind of influence them to respond to what we want them to do. And, of course, it's easier said than done, but nevertheless, it has to be done, you know? Because all these situations are not going to solve themselves. We have to take actions to really take command of the situation. and taking the government. Yeah, well, I'm glad you agree because that's the harsh reality where we're at now. And I'm glad you and others that understand this, because this is the inevitable reality of what has to be played out in the very near future. And
Absolutely.
Do you agree?
I absolutely do agree. This is imperative. Otherwise, I mean, if somebody has the military's ear, and there's like a big rumor around that there's white hats and black hats, and that each has their own military. And I mean, I don't know how real that is, but I do know that if we, as the people, don't step forward and take our steps, because everybody's wondering, what do I do? I remember that a year or two. 3 years ago, I was thinking, boy, what do I do? What, I want to do something. I want to make a difference. I want to make this happen. And then, you know, it slowly came to where I realized I've got to start taking action on, I'm just going to go start from the bottom. I don't use a driver's license. I don't use, you know, registration, but I have prepared for it. So people don't just go out and do that just all of a sudden. You need to.
Yeah, I know about those things people have the opportunity to do, and those statements what you're talking about there, about state nationals and rights to drive an automobile without being regulated by the government, these are all truths that need to be talked about more publicly. And it's unfortunate that apparently, as far as I can see, nobody else but myself as a presidential candidate in 2024 knows about any of this information except myself, which is really sad, you know?
It seems that way, doesn't it? It really does seem that way.
Yeah, it does. I mean, it's sad, you know? I mean, am I the only one who, running for president? And, of course, I'm doing it as the right candidate because I have no fucking money or support or anything like that. But it's a legitimate run for the presidency because the Constitution guarantees that anybody who was born in America has the right to run for the presidency, and he doesn't have
That's
to
right.
pay any fucking money or do any of the other bullshit, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. And we know the way. We know the path. And you are the only one that's running for president that is speaking outwardly about this. I mean, they're...
Yeah, well, you know, I wish there were other people doing it, but whatever, I'm going to just make the claim I'm the only one doing it because apparently nobody else has the guts to do it. I'm doing it because I have the knowledge to do it, and I know that come November, you know, I'm calling the people that are willing to vote for the fake president, the corporate president, yeah, vote for me too. But at the same time, I'm claiming that I can win the November election by the people that understand the Constitution and understand that I'm the only one running for the real presidency. And by whatever small amount of people that vote for me, I'll win the election and therefore can take command of the country as the real president and negate, call out whatever the fake Biden or Trump presidency wins, because they're like looking to win the approval of the political parties that are all traitorous, and we need to define that and understand who's who and who's real and who's not. You know what I'm saying?
Well, yes, I do know what you're saying. Now, let's say you're in a debate with one of those two folks, other folks that are running for president.
Guess what? Wait, I'll stop you right there. These phonies would never have the guts to debate me. they would never. And if they did, I wish they would, because I would expose them so easily of what a bunch of phony pieces of shit they are. And that's all I have to say. And so debates will, those kind of debates will never happen because they're chickens and they don't know how to debate somebody who knows the truth.
Then they'll have, because then, Tom, they'll have to talk about the real subject then instead of all the bullshit.
Yes, you're absolutely right. And that's why I guarantee they will never agree to debating me. Because if they listen to this radio show or any of the ones before that are publicly accessible, they will quickly realize that they couldn't win a debate over me if they study for 10,000 years. And I guarantee they would never agree to debating me. But I bring it on because I have a problem with it, you know. I know these so-called fake politicians, they have their agendas, they have their information, but they don't know the truth about everything like I do. And so it would be so easily to expose them for the idiots and liars and deceivers that they are.
I say, lend us the dignity, you guys, former President Trump and fake President Biden. Lend us the dignity, take us on, and let's see if you know the subject matter.
Contact me any day. Of course, they wouldn't be willing to contact a person that doesn't have any money because, theoretically, it has no value to them, you know?
Right.
They wouldn't be interested in debating anything with a person that doesn't, it's not a billionaire or a trillionaire. Because let's face it, or a member of the New World Order or what. They have no interest in that, and so they would never even agree to it. Even if the message got to them, I guarantee. I'm talking to you on the phone right now, but I'll tell you, hey, you know anybody who knows anybody who knows anybody who's running for the President of the United States as a Democrat or Republican, and you pass the message along that this guy who has a small radio station on the Internet is willing to debate them on any hot topic right now, anytime, any place, anywhere, and I guarantee you'll get no friggin' responses. Guaranteed.
Because
in their eyes, it's no advantage to them, you know, because let's face it, they don't know what the fuck they're talking about, and they know they're worried about that they were being made a fool of, and they would never agree to it, and that's it. That's all I have to say.
Right. Well, it's all about saving face and all that. But I got to tell you, you know, Tom, I am very supportive of President Trump. And I'm going to tell you that right now. I understand all the workings that he's doing. There's a lot that I understand, but I'm not here to sell on Trump at all. I do know that they say he is the president of the republic right now. I don't know that. I don't see anybody walking around talking about it out loud. I don't see him flaunting it. I don't see anybody saying it's all under the radar. So I don't know if that's true or not. But I do know
guess what? You're absolutely right, you know? And besides that, let me just talk a little common sense here. Even if he declared himself to be whatever during his presidency. The fact that the whole Congress and the whole world didn't respond to him as if his decisions or decrees were real proves that it doesn't mean shit. And, of course, that's the dark side.
You know,
they feel they're so powerful, they don't care what you declare or what you do. They're going to just friggin' ignore you and go on with business as usual. And that's exactly what happened.
And that's exactly it. And we saw it plain as day, just as we did every other time.
And that's it. You know, I'm willing to talk about the reality. Okay, it was a nice idea. Yeah, he declared that the government is fake and that we need to go back to the Constitution. But if the evil government just simply ignores whatever he said and goes on with business as usual, it's like he never said anything anyhow. So
right.
What the fuck
so
is the point,
the,
you know?
Right. So that's why it's up to the people. We have to wake the fuck up. That's the problem.
Absolutely. And that's why, that's the only reason I'm running for president as a writing candidate. But I'm telling everybody, like I'm telling you right now, that come November, I'm not only running for the presidency of the corporation, I'm running for the presidency of the real United States. And everybody should come out and vote for me. And whatever amount of people come out and vote for me as the real president of the real United States, I can claim to be the victorious president, regardless of what the Democrats and Republicans want to acknowledge. And that's what's called taking command of the situation. I'm willing to do it in November, but at the same time, if fucking nobody is willing to support me, I don't have a big following, it doesn't mean anything then. But if I do get a big following and do get a lot of people to write in for my ministry, then I'll have some clout to claim that I'm the real president in November, regardless of who wins the fake election. You follow what I'm saying?
Absolutely. And in the meantime, people are waking up, and they're going to start taking stands. There's a lot of different ways that we can help.
That's basically it. I'm glad you understand that I'm not running presidency of the corporation.
Right.
It's not fake. It's the real presidency of the corporation. But I'm also running for the real president of the United States supporting and obeying the Constitution that was pushed aside back in 1861. But at that point in time, in both elections, and they're all going to happen on election day, and we the people need to take command of a real election that has nothing to do with the Democrat and Republican parties. At the same time, I'm asking all Democrat and Republican voters to vote for me, because people need to support the reality of the truth of what the real president should be and the real constitution, not the corporation. You follow what I'm saying?
I do. I absolutely do. Now, the real the government of the 50 states, the states, the land, the soil, the real government was originally a trust, which is your highest form of law you can have. That's the highest form of law. Then you got your land, and then you got your water. And corporations are the lowest. They're contract law. They are your water. They're in your admiralty maritime law, and that is where the corporation lies. Now, the constitutional original government is a trust. It is kept in a trust, and that's how it is ran. It is ran through a trust, with the people being the beneficiary. So that's the difference. It's a higher law. It's the Supreme Court that we in this corporation. They are incorporated as well. They're all incorporated. Everything is incorporated. They've just about got us. They almost have us. I mean, this is like the last thread.
That's the key point. Anybody who's been incorporated, they are traitorous to the American people just by being incorporated and pretending to be the legal authority when they're not.
Absolutely. They are posing as officials, of as government officials.
Yes, they're right. Exactly. They're fraudulent with their titles, you know, even though they got elected. But they got elected in a fraudulent election that didn't tell the people whom they were actually voting for.
And it's a really tough thing to wrap your head around and to figure out how to maneuver through this problem.
Oh, you know? Absolutely. It's really difficult. It is. Yeah, definitely.
And what
You know, that's why it's important. And in this coming election, that people understand what the reality of voting is, who they're voting for, who's the corporation, who are the real patriots that want to uphold to the Constitution, and all the other factors involved, you know? And it all has to come to a head in this November election. In fact, I follow the portal, which is this entity named COBRA that represents the Galactic Confederation that works behind the scenes to free humanity from oppression. And they say that the next most important thing happening in our world is the November election of the presidency of the United States.
Do they say what's as important about it? I mean, what is the...
Well, they understand that the United States is the leading social political force on the world here, and that's why they understand that the November election is very important to the future of humanity in regards to how fast we're going to evolve into the new reality. And I'll agree with that completely. And unfortunately, I'll have to say that I claim that I'm the only one that's aware of what's going on behind the scenes that's willing to talk about it, you know? Maybe Trump, because he was the president, they told him a little about the ETs helping us, but he was never willing to divulge that information to the public. I have no problem. I'm telling, like, look, hey, you know, there's other races in the universe, and the good ones are here to help us evolve into the new reality. And so, like, there's no reason to reject this reality. Accept it, and let's open it, embrace it with open arms, because it's happening whether we want it to happen or not. And that's the reality, you know? And, I'm claiming that I'm the only one willing to talk about this. And that's why people should unite and, you know, in November, vote for me for the next president of the United States, the real president of the United States. And it should be a separate vote where we have concerned citizens like myself out at every polling booth in every county and every state gathering these votes, because that's the only way we're going to know how many people really voted for me, you know?
Right.
I mean, unfortunately, it would be easier to do with machines, but machines can't be trusted in the reality we're living in, you know?
And if you write in Tom Edison, you'll be voting for Tom Edison. And everybody will know it.
And it's perfectly legal. It's established in the Constitution. You know,
right.
A write-in candidate, all you have to do is, like, go vote and write his name in. And my name is simple. T-O-M-E-D-I-S-O-N, Tom Edison. And that's it. And those votes will be counted by the counties. And that's why I'm doing it this way, because I understand that through the counties is the only way to gain a popular vote of the presidency, because the political parties don't access the knowledge, access the information from the counties. They only access from the states.
But the states
don't take account of write-in candidates. Only the counties do. And so that's why I believe this is the route to pull the rabbit out of the hat and fool them all, because they don't think it can't be done, but they're not even going to be paying attention, because it's a known fact they don't pay attention to the county, receipts for who voted for whom, which includes the write-in candidates. They only consider the state figures, you know? And the states do not keep records of the voting candidates. The counties do. And that's a matter of fact. And that's why I believe that this is the best way to win an election over the Democrats and Republicans, because they're not even going to be watching or expecting this to happen. But at the same time, as an independent candidate, I have to have a lot of followers that will take a first-hand account of how many people showed up at the polling booths to vote for me, you know?
Yeah.
And
that
has to be organized before the election, but, you know, they have a number of months to get that organized. But that has to be done, because we can't rely on our evil, fake government to tell us the truth. Hell no, you know?
They're so busy classifying everything as top secret. Because I'd love to tell you now, nothing should be kept secret. Nothing. If those little men in those big buildings can know that information, then so the hell can we. They have no business keeping anything keeping things secretive. So all this alien stuff, I mean, everything. They have no business doing this.
Absolutely. Right. And you're exactly true. This isn't what government was originally designed to be, you know. But it got commandeered over time by the people with the money.
Yeah, they're very important.
To where every elected politician actually becomes a servant to the money that bribes him to do what they want him to do.
And
that's how it plays out. We know it. Yeah.
Yeah, they've given the. In fact, the monarchy gave up their ownership of us, because I mean we didn't.
Yeah. Well, guess what? The republics have been turned into something even worse than the monarchy.
Yes, the UN. Yeah.
All of these ideas of electing representatives, it doesn't work out, because people are so fucking corrupt that no matter who you elect, eventually they're going to submit to bribery or whatever. And even if there's a few honest people, they'll always be in the minority, so the whole system doesn't work, period, you know? If you don't have ethical people, it's not going to work. And that's where we're at now. You know, governments are claiming to be democracies, even though they are republics. And the republics, the representatives of all the power, is not a democracy anymore. But if you can't trust the people you elected to represent you, there's nothing you can do about it when they don't represent you, you know? That's a sad story until the next election. And so, in other words, they can get away with 3.5 years or more of, like, doing whatever the hell they want and not listening to you. Well, that's not a real government. That's bullshit, you know? And that's what we've all had to deal with. It's a sad story. What do you think?
I'm not even sure. I'm not sure. Sorry.
That's okay. I'm aware of that, what's going on. You know, it's a sad story. I mean, I've said it before, yeah, in the beginning, the idea of Republican representatives, it made perfect sense back in 1776. First of all, we didn't have internet phone conversations and all that, so we had to have representatives to represent areas of the new nation. And so it made perfect sense back then, but it didn't take long before the representatives were being bought out and influenced by big money. And as time went on to where we are today, there is an infinite amount of money out there to bribe anybody and everyone 10 times over. And that's exactly what's happening, you know? And,
wow.
It's unfortunate, but that's the way it is. The people, all the people that get into government and positions of authority, they've all approached and offered bribe money because there's an infinite amount of money nowadays. You know, the New World Order controls all the banks. They can print money out of thin air. Just print it out. Just put it into your bank account electronically. And who's to stop them from this? Nobody. And that's what's going on. They have so much money to bribe anybody, anyone, anywhere. And that's how they're easily been taking control of the decision-making people in every country in the world. And it's sad because, you know, unfortunately, once people are elected to government, you're living in a country and everyone in the country wants to obey the laws, it's really hard to convince people, like, stop obeying the laws because they're evil and no good. And people are such a bunch of chicken shits in most cases. They're afraid to rebel. And that's what allows these creeps in government to get away with what they're doing. They're relying on the fact that people are weak and cowards and et cetera. And are not willing to confront them on any issue. And so they conspire to pass all these ridiculous laws that take away rights because they're willing to do whatever they're told to do for money. It's a sad situation, and that's why republics at this point in time don't work. A better representation of people would be a referendum government. Are you, like, you're a caller into my show. Are you willing to accept a referendum-type government where there is a majority vote of whether something should be passed, like $318 billion to the Ukraine to fight a war? Yeah, I think if the general population voted on it, I don't believe we would
have that. Democratic Republic, what we have now. We have a Democratic Republic is what we have now. It is both
Democratic-type republic, but the fact that the fact that the elected representatives can't be trusted ruins the whole situation.
They're there because that's part of the democratic government, too, though. They're both.
Yeah, but that's what ruins the whole situation. You can't, if you, the people, are willing to play along with a representative type of government and you elect people that can't be trusted or will be easily bribed, you're playing into a system that doesn't work, you know?
Well,
that's all I'm saying.
Since they both are relying on representatives, because both democracy and republic rely on representatives to represent the people. Both of them do. A blend right now. I've looked it up. I've read all about it. We are definitely a democratic republic. It's supposed to be a constitutional republic, but it hasn't been for years. We had like 7 years of a constitution, and that's the beginning. We've not had it since. We've been a democratic republic, and they both have representatives. So what you're saying is we really shouldn't even have a any kind of government. Just, I mean, we don't want anarchy, but we...
No, I didn't say that. I didn't say we shouldn't have any kind of government. I said we shouldn't have the current system of representatives because they don't really can get away with not representing. If we're willing to elect people that are willing to ignore the concerns of the population, that's never going to work, you know? And that's exactly what we have now. The people that we've elected can't be trusted, you know? And that's an important point. You can't elect people that can't be trusted because the way the laws are written is once they get elected, they don't have to do a damn fucking thing for anybody, period.
And they don't.
They don't.
And they don't.
As long as they don't do anything stupid, there's no way for us to get rid of them. You know, that's a sad situation, and that needs to be rectified. If you're going to be elected representative of the people, there has to be a way for the people to get rid of you immediately when you start to fuck up. And that's what I'm saying. It's all common sense, and what we have now is a not common sense situation. And in the real democracy... And the fact of the matter is that for over 100 years, the politicians have proved to us that they don't respond intelligently to what the people want. Nine out of ten times, okay? And so don't even tell me about one time that they did respond properly. Nine out of ten times, they don't respond properly. And the fact of that matter is, says that this system doesn't work. And we need to have an override if we want a real democracy, which means majority decides. We have to have a referendum on anything these representative politicians come up with that has to pass into law. And if they can't get the population to give a majority approval of what they're proposing, then it shouldn't happen. And that's
okay, but I don't want to be.
That's a real safeguard that needs to be put in place.
Okay, when the majority rules, then the minority gets ignored. So I think that the individual needs to be looked after because each person is individual, and there's lots of things that can be.
Yeah, sure, you know, sure. Everybody's opinion and consideration needs to be considered. Just like with this whole abortion crap, you know? I mean, the obvious answer is like, you know, who's going to have the abortion? The woman. So just let her decide. It's her life. Let her decide, you know?
Well, it's simple. Okay, you want to go into that. It's not just her life. It's that other person's life, too. But I'm not going to go into that. That's just asking for too much trouble on the radio.
Yeah, but guess what? I'll tell you right now, I don't have any problem going into it because I know the real situation. First of all, the life of a new baby, yeah, you have the beginning with the father and the physical father and mother, but the consciousness, the soul, the personality of the person, it comes from God, and it doesn't enter into the body that's being grown until the situation seems to be right. And if it's known that a woman doesn't want the baby, you know, it's going to be known in the universe that no soul should bother to incarnate into this baby because it's known that the woman is going to get an abortion and get rid of
it.
And that's it. Once we understand how the process works, there's no problem. The woman gets pregnant. She doesn't want the baby. She's not getting rid of a real person or personality because it's already known she's going to get rid of it, and she'll get rid of it, and there will be no life force personality, et cetera, being destroyed. It will be just the physical anatomy because she wasn't ready to have a baby. There's no problem there. But if you don't interject that other information that's already known and been told to us for like 20, 30, 40 years already, we need to talk about the reality of what a baby being born is, you know? If it's, the real God, the woman, she knows whether she wants to have that baby or not. And if it's known that she doesn't want to have that baby, there is no soul that's going to enter in that baby. And if she has the abortion, it's only going to be physical flesh that's aborted without a consciousness of another personality. And that's the reality of it. Prove me wrong, but I know what the whole picture is, but nobody is fucking talking about this, and I'm not afraid to talk about it. And all I got to say is, and that's one more reason why I'm the most qualified person to be next president of the United States, because bringing into all this stupid bullshit conversation, you know? Lawmakers, like, pretending they're doing something, prohibiting abortion. These people don't know their ass on the whole ground. Hole in the ground, but I, as an appearing individual and presidential candidate, know what the reality of the situation is. See, if this information I'm talking right now, this has been around for 30, 40 years, you know? The fact that it isn't mainstream is because mainstream doesn't want anybody to know the truth. Because the more they can keep us in the dark, the more they can control us. That's it. Simple as that. You have anything to say on that?
Oh, well. Hey, did you end the show or what?
You're still on.
Well, it's time to end the show. Listen, Mr. Engineer. Here's the countdown, and anybody listening, tell your friends to tune in next week. Here it is, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. Wanna know I was here, took my stand without fear, made it clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. I don't want to be nobody's slave. I don't want a joint down in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. Without fear, it is clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped to look.